Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
At the end of the day, guys, if you're going to start a business, you're going to miss some bills, okay? You're going to lose some friends. You're going to not talk to family. You're going to meet people that you would have never thought that would elevate you to a point where you're like, damn, this person does more than my own dad. But this person does more than my cousin. This person does more. Guys, I don't have a dad. I don't have a father. My mom's getting divorced from my stepdad again. So that's two dads in my life that Am I going to make excuses? Am I going to cry about it? Yeah, I cry about it. I get help, whatever the case is. But is that going to prevent me from doing what I got to do? No. If you guys lose a friend, if you guys go through a divorce, if you guys go through a loss, if you guys go through a separation, don't let that deter you from doing what you're ultimately set out to do. Look, I'm at 12 years. I tried to commit suicide years ago. What would have happened if I did that? You know what I mean? I still battle it. But guys, if you're not ready to handle what comes with being in business for 10 years, 15 years, then stop. Go back to your 9-to-5. Go back to what you're doing right now and be like, you know what? I want the education, but you know what? I'm not ready to make this leap yet. I'm not ready to go into this area of my life where I'm going to lose friends and God is going to test me in a way. I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual. I wholeheartedly believe in having a higher power and God and believing that things are meant to be. You speak it into existence. Like there's things in life that if you don't speak it into existence, it's never going to happen. You guys know about me. I'm not cocky. I'm not conceited. I'm actually a little bit unsure of myself. I'm always nervous when I speak, but that's okay because that's the credit due. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to go up there and start flashing and black. That's not me. But I'm telling you guys right now, whatever industry you're trying to do, right? If your credit is messed up, don't let your credit being messed up deter you from starting that business. Because I started the business with a little bit of credit and then filed bankruptcy a year after I quit my job. And for 5 years, I had bankruptcy in my credit report. You know what I mean? So don't look at things like you might have to leave this behind and get back to it later. You know what I mean? You know what, guys? I might have to leave my family on the back burner for a little bit. Not immediate family, but like my friends and everybody at the club popping bottle. Like, guys, truth be told, swear to God on my life, my first pair of Jordans that I bought was for the Jacob Javits Center seminar. I think that was December of 2019. That was my first pair of Jordans. First pair of Air Jordans. And I didn't even buy them. My wife did. I said, what are you doing? Are you crazy? But yet, everybody that I see, oh, they got Jordans, but they got a 560 credit score. Like, I literally was that person that was like, I'm not buying any pair of Jordans because I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? You're going into a relationship. You're going into a marriage. You're going into something. Like, it was on the Breakfast Club the other day. It was crazy. It was like, if you don't have at least $25,000 in the bank, you shouldn't be with no. You shouldn't. What can you offer? It makes sense to a certain extent. You know what I mean? But you have to understand, like, you are in control of every single. Yeah, TK Kirkland was the one that said it. So you guys can check that out. The thing is, guys, you're in control of everything in your life. Guys, my mom was the one that told me, are you crazy for starting your business? You have health insurance with the government. What is wrong with you? Right. And now we provide 100% health insurance for all our employees. You understand what I'm saying?
Amazing.
Like, I'm paying my mom's health. Like, it's not to brag. I'll say that here. I wouldn't say that like on Instagram or YouTube because people look at it. I'm not bragging, but I'm just letting you know that your parents never going to have bad intentions for you. They're always going to want to play it safe. You know what I mean? When I went to the Breakfast Club and I mentioned my dad said, he's like, yeah, man, you know, just know that I always knew you were going to be great because my blood runs through you. And I knew you were going to be great. So just don't forget where you got this idea from, because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be here. Like, what type of person speaks that way? You understand what I'm saying? So for me, am I at a loss with my dad? I don't block my dad. I let him hit me up. Hit me up, bro. Like, at least I know you're alive. That's how I know my dad's alive, when he hits me up for money. You know what I mean? I can take that and sulk and be, I'm like, listen, bro, I got bigger problems. I got a payroll. You know what I mean? I got seven figure payroll a year that I got to worry about. You know what I mean? So I'm not worried about that, Dad. I'm gonna get back to that later when I'm ready. You understand what I'm saying? So guys, 12 years in business, bankruptcy, divorce, with as far as my parents going through it, abuse, hearing about abuse, not paying bills, not knowing, like me and my wife, guys, used to go to, anybody know what like Rite Aid is? Because I know there's people like in different areas of the country. Rite Aid. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife used to go food shopping at Rite Aid with care credit because I had no cash in the bank. My bank account was negative. I couldn't pull money out. So I had to go to Walgreens and Rite Aid to use my care credit card to buy bread, to buy milk. This is 2016, 17. This ain't 8 or 10 years ago. But this all leads up to the part. Guys, you might have to not go to a party. You guys might not have to go to a club. You guys might have to skip out on 2 or 3 years of gifts to your family. Like, I used to buy gifts on Finger Hut for my family. You know what I mean? Finger Hut. You know what I mean? So you guys might have to go through things in order to get to year one. Forget about year 12. Why are you worrying about retiring your mom and your wife and all this and that? You can't even retire yourself yet. You know what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? You're worrying about retiring people and having this vision over here when you haven't even let go of the people that are preventing you from being great. Like my motto, guys, is I have life is good on my tag. I have life is good. I got it for a reason, right? Life is good. So remember to always be great. Like that's, if you think about that every day, life is great. All right. Who cares if I got this problem? Life is great. Life is good. Be great. Always speak about stuff. You don't need to be cocky. You don't need to be conceited. You don't need to be that person that's flashy. Like I don't wear, like guys, I have jewelry. I don't ever wear it. I forget to wear my wedding ring sometimes. My wife wants to beat me up. I just not the type of guy to wear jewelry. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be great. Being great does not mean showing that you have more than other people. It means being great because you know what? You standing in line, you might not know. That's the mayor of Atlantic City. That's the mayor of New York. That's the president of a bank. That is the one person you need that's going to get you through the day because you just lost 8,000 clients. I fired employees where they took 2,000-3,000 clients. You know what I'm saying? So guys, if you're going to do Turo, bakery business, like, you know, remove Turo and Airbnb because obviously a lot of people think that Turo and Airbnb are one of the only ways you can really make money. I have a personal friend of mine. I grew up with her. Guys, she owns a bakery company. Look her up. Pretty Pops by Jackie on Instagram. She left her 9-to-5. She has 3 kids and she has an amazing bakery business. She was one of my first clients. She's getting approved for credit left and right. She's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. She started like a few years after me. And she's like, I'm so glad I didn't give up. I'm so glad you told me to stay, you know, and now she's booked out until April. It's February. She's booked out until April with orders for like, what is it? The March holiday, the St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? Like Easter. Yeah, Easter too. Like she's booked out, but she didn't quit. A lot of people would have said, man, this is hard. You know what? I'm just going to give up and go back. Like, guys, I would be your worst employee. And that's what you got. And that's what before I get into my speech today, you have to make it to where you would be the worst employee for a company, right? You have to make yourself unemployable. You got to work the 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. An employer is even like, yo, man, you're working too much overtime. I got to let you go. You're costing me too much money. But make that yourself. You know what I mean? I would rather work 90 to 100 hours a week than to work for the government again. I know what it's like being owned. I know what it's like being in prison. I know what it's like being owned by the military. And I know what it's like being owned by the government because it's two different things. You know what I mean? You have the military and I used to work for the government as well. You have to realize, guys, get yourself to a point where you are unemployable. And that is how you know you will never fail at what you do.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.